Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Broadcasting great Larry King died Saturday at a hospital where he'd been admitted earlier this month due to COVID-19. He was 87 years old. Larry hosted Larry King Live on CNN from 1985 to 2010. Of course, anybody in our business knows he also had a great radio show for many, many years.
I forgot that he did radio. That's right. Were you a big Larry King guy?
I was getting started in the business because he was like the gold standard of interviews, and he was very successful in our industry. You know, you put him up there like with when names were recognized, Howard Stern, Larry King, because they were just, you know, all over the place, you know, syndicated personalities.
See, I was never huge into him, but then I was always a fan of him just because he was so... He was a fan of wrestling, so he would have wrestlers on from time to time, and I always thought that was cool. Or he'd show up to WWE events because he was a big fan of wrestling. So I was like, okay, I might not watch the show all the time, but I'm a fan of him just for that reason.
Yeah, and he crossed industries like Howard as well. Mm-hmm. Larry, of course, went on to do Larry King Live from 85 to 2010, 15 years of being on television, a radio dude, because of his great interviews. And here's one where he was being interviewed with Conan O'Brien and said that he wanted to be frozen. Larry said he wanted to be frozen when he died.
You plan to be cryogenically frozen. Why?
Okay. I don't believe in an afterlife. I never made that leap of faith. So, that means when you die, it's bye-bye, baby. So the only hope is to be frozen, and then someday they cure whatever you died of, and you're back. So I want to pay attention. When I go,
yeah,
I want to be frozen.
Well, why are you putting the responsibility on me? Now I've got to go busting in to the hospital or wherever, Dodger Stadium, wherever you are. I got to go busting in and say, everybody back. I'm taking them to the freezer, you know?
That's fantastic. Do you think that's something that he legit told his family, or was it just him just being a jokester? I don't know. Can you be frozen?
Right now, we don't have the ability to thaw somebody out and,
right,
like you supposedly ruin the body. It's not like, you know, some frozen peas where they taste almost as good. I mean, apparently, when you freeze somebody like that, they ain't coming back. But we don't know if, in fact, in 100 years, 1,000 years, whatever, that they might have technology to actually thaw him out of being frozen and make him okay again.
Like, I don't think that's possible, but do you think his family heard that and is like, you know, we should honor him and freeze him?
He had money.
Yeah.
You know, that'd
be really awkward.
Might have put it in the will. See, if there's a will, it's possible he said, look, here's the thing. You want to get anything, you got to freeze me.
Damn.
I don't know. I know people believe in that. They really, really, they watch a little too much Star Trek and believe that, you know, that you'll be thawed out.
Or Star Wars. I mean, then what's
that? That was carbonite.
Yeah, carbonite. Slightly different.
And there was a Star Trek The Next Generation episode where they did thaw a bunch of people out from our century, and they were in the 24th century, and they were able to fix them because, of, like Larry said, they had the technology to fix whatever ailed them.
Now, also with Captain America, wasn't he frozen?
Yeah. Yeah. See, that, to me, is, he was just frozen in a block of ice.
We have history, right?
We have proof. We do have Captain America. You're right. I forgot about
that. Documentary Captain America.
Yeah, that's the best. They should freeze Larry.
And if you're Conan, do you think, oh, crap, are people going to bother me about this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because he's obviously, that was just a fun moment on his show.
But, you know, we played this clip. Yeah, people are going to bother him. Say, did you have to go freeze Larry? I mean, he still has a show. Do you think someone's going to, is it too soon for someone to come up and ask him that, like Andy Richter?
Well, no one's going to legit want him to do that.
I know, but you think Andy Richter will at least mention it?
I feel like they would probably play that clip back as a way of paying tribute to show. I mean, it's clear that he had a great sense of humor. Yeah. Larry King did.
Yeah, that's a good point. Larry did do a final interview, so the last time we heard him being interviewed was last year, and in this clip he talks about doing his job. He did it for 63 years, and all those interviews he did, thousands of interviews, here's what he loved about it.
That's the one thing that kept me going, is curiosity. My endless search to learn more never left me. And that has kept me going, and that might be one of the reasons I've gone this far in life, is that I'm insatiably curious. Boy, I never thought I'd live this long. As Mickey Mantle once said, if I thought I'd live this long, I would take a better care of myself.
That's a good point. I mean, I get that completely. There's a lot of people of his generation and people that I know that, you know, they're like, look, why should I do this, this, and this? How many years do I have left? I'm going to have fun. And here he is. He had all those years left.
And I heard a lot of people are like, why were your interviews always so good? At what, you know, he did such a great job. And he's like, I only interviewed people that I was interested in. Like, so he wouldn't take just interviews for the sake of doing an interview. Like, he would only talk to people that he had an actual curiosity about.
And the good thing about him is he was interested in a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, in all walks of life.
I wonder how, you know, with us, Steve, we've done our share of interviews over the years, and you know me, I've forgotten some of them. And, and I've nowhere done anything on the level of what he's done. Now, do you think he remembered them all? Because I can't remember some of the ones I've done.
Sometimes I think I just put like a little notes thing in my phone just that has like a list of all this. Because sometimes people ask you like, hey, who's been your favorite interview? And I just stare at them. And I'm like, I don't even know who we, like, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Or who's been the
worst? I'm like, well, thankfully we've really rarely had people be jerks. I mean, we've had our share of awkward interviews or things along those lines. But like, I can't even imagine what he thinks when people ask him that question. Unless he's just so quick, he's like, I already have my stock answer.
Yeah. And I do make them ups now when my family asks me. Because I can't remember anyone.
You just make up a celebrity?
I make up a celebrity and go, I interviewed Prince. Really? I usually pick somebody I know they like.
Oh, okay. So you're just effing with them?
Well, because they want to hear a story about somebody they like. Like, that's, why would they ask me who I interviewed and what was it like? It's for their own enjoyment about that person.
Or they're just curious about what you do for a living because they think it's a cool gig.
But if you think about it, if you ever asked, like, wouldn't you, like, if you found out somebody interviewed somebody you liked, wouldn't you want to know more about what they were like?
But then I'm just making up stuff.
I know, but I'm doing it for their enjoyment.
So if, like, you came up to me and we didn't work together, but I knew you liked something, like, yeah, my favorite interview is with William Shatner.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, but for you, I would pick somebody you like. A wrestler. I would have picked a wrestler.
Who would you go with?
Well, I know you like Randy Macho Man Savage. I'd say, Steve, I got to interview Macho Man.
Before he died? No way.
Was he
cool?
He was great, dude. I mean, how are you not going to love that about me? You're going
to
hate
Richard
me?
Richard did that to me once. He said that he interviewed Macho Man.
Yeah.
And he partied with him afterwards. And I was impressed.
Yeah. I don't go too far. I'm not going to say I party whenever and make the story outlandish. I'm just going to say he was a great dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, chances are I probably did interview Macho Man Savage and I just don't remember.
Well, my favorite interview is with Larry King. I don't know if you guys remember that one. I went over to his house.
Seattle, hello.
Collar. I can't believe you just lie to people about who you're interviewing.
I can't remember anymore. And I'm tired of just sitting there blank. So I do. I just tell everybody. I know who they're.
That's
great. Yeah, because I know who they like, you know? They'll be like, they'll go, so I just make it up and go,
I like you can remember what they like, but you can't remember the things that you've actually experienced.
Exactly.
What if they want to hear it? What if they're like, hey, can I hear that interview? What do you say?
Yeah, we lost it years ago.
I'll go if I see it and find it. And then what I'll do is I'll go, oh, dude, everything 10 years ago, because another dude was on the show, they got rid of it. Which is true. They get rid of all of our stuff.
That's not why I got rid of it. They changed. They'll give you a better. It's because we changed like web browser servers and everything.
All right, lost in the purge.
Now
I have a new excuse to give them when I can't let them hear the Randy Macho Man.
But you remember that one.
I don't make them up.
You were making up the excuse, Danny, and you've convinced yourself that the excuse was true.
Danny, I interviewed Billy Joe, Danny. He's a great guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know,
what was your favorite thing about him?
Well, he loves skateboarding.
Oh,
I
see.
I usually, what I do is I pick things that they like, and I go, hey, Billy Joe likes that. And they go, he likes skateboarding, too. And it's a wonderful time.
He really loves Dion's Pizza in Albuquerque.
He does. He went to, dude.
He also loves MXPX.
Yeah. Dude, I almost hung up on him. Because I said to him, Dion's is crap. And he goes, no, it is the best pizza in New Mexico. You've got to go there, BJ. I go, look, I know you travel everywhere. Really, Billy Joe, of all the places
really,
you
Billy
pizza,
Joe.
Has anybody caught that you lied? Or I'm trying to picture.
How are they going to catch me unless they don't know?
Right,
they
he's got an excuse.
They don't listen to the show.
I'm just picturing if somebody did this to you, you would freak out if you found
out
they're lying.
You'd lose your mind.
You betrayed me.
Listen, I'm trying to give somebody a good time. I mean, is it better than me going, I don't remember anybody I interviewed? At that point, they go, okay, thanks for coming.
So you're kind of like an escort, but for radio. The radio experience.
Radio's best escort.
Oh, yeah, whatever you like. Who's your favorite celebrity? Oh, yeah, I talked to that guy. George Clooney?
Yeah.
Interviewed him about 10 years ago, but then, got lost because of the guy.
That's what on the show. If I don't know a person, I pick somebody that's in the, somebody that's pretty popular. Somebody like, like if I know they like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'll pick out somebody from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Captain America? I talked to him.
Chris Evans. Now, I know Chris Pratt. See, he's my go-to, I talked to Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. I know I've done that.
Mm.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, you actually did that one. That one you're not lying about.
I'm not lying, so there I go. But then, wow, that's really great. How about, you talked to Robert Downey Jr.? I go, no, but then I'll pick somebody else. See, you can't say you talked to everybody.
Right, but I talked to Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't do that. All right, well,
did you see what Piers Morgan's getting in trouble for, though? Because he put out a tweet about Larry King.
Oh, dude.
And it's a picture of him and Larry King from back in the day. And, man, people are giving him a hard time because they're like, this is such an insensitive tweet. He wrote, Larry King was a hero of mine until we fell out after I replaced him at CNN. And he said that my show was, quote, like watching your mother-in-law go over a cliff in your new Bentley. He married 8 times, so a mother-in-law expert, but brilliant broadcaster and a masterful TV interviewer.
Wow, that is, I think you just could say, hey, he was a great guy and be done with it.
Yeah, right? I feel like he must have felt like that was a fun story that maybe him and Larry King have laughed about. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem is that it's out of context. But you see, when I interviewed Pierce, Morgan, that's the way he was. He was always about just saying, I'll speak my mind, I don't care.
Right.
It was a great interview with Pierce Morgan.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was. I did find him a little condescending at times.
He was rude, yeah.
Yeah, he really, really was.
Where is that interview? Can we still have people hear
it? It's caught up in the A drive or the whole drive broke. Yeah,
the warp drive broke.
Danny, I got to interview the entire band of MXPX. They were great people.
Wow, that's awesome.
They said, you know what they said? They said if they had a child, they would name it Danny.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they said. So
you're my hero, BJ.
There you go, buddy.
Hope you like those guys.
Someone said, my boyfriend worked backstage at concerts and he's met a lot of celebrities and he never tells people when they are jerks because he thinks it would be crushing their dreams. I get you, BJ.
See, that's what it is. So instead of crushing their dreams, they go, oh, greatest guy in the world.
See, I like sharing when celebrities are jerks because it doesn't hurt me. It makes me laugh. I think it's that to me is like those are awesome moments. Like when Billy Joel was a jerk to me as a kid, I love sharing that story because it's like, I'm not going to be mad at him. He got off a plane, he was in a bad mood, and a stupid kid wanted to talk to him. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Or like when we had our time, one of my favorites
is
Reggie Jackson. We had to interview him, and I was so pumped because growing up in New York, Reggie Jackson was an idol. And I think we all at one point asked a question to him that pissed him off. And I thought that was the funniest thing. Like each of us had a question, and he's like, well, and it triggered some negative memory in his life. And none of us meant ill will. We were just putting our foot, a collective feet in our mouths.
It was a beating. And I totally forgot we did that interview. Thank you, Steve. I can tell people I actually talked to Reggie Jackson. I forgot about that.
When in New York, talking to a Yankees fan, you could tell them that you talked to Reggie Jackson.
How about that?
Yeah.
I throw a little Billy Martin in there, too. Say, I talked to them both. Why not? Really make it a great story.
And Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth and all the baseball players from back in the
day.
Well,
no one's going to believe that I talked to Hank Aaron. Babe Ruth, yes.
Why won't they believe that you talked to Hank Aaron?
Well, because they probably just know that Hank was too classy for me, but they know I'm old enough that I could have talked to Babe Ruth. And at that time, Babe Ruth, he probably didn't know better and said, well, all right, I'll talk to you.
So if you're around like a religious person, you tell them that you once interviewed Jesus?
I'd rather say I interviewed Pontius Pilate and said nobody, because I could say I had no idea he was a quiet man. You could do that kind of a thing.
And you won't believe it. I once talked to Moses.
Oh, well,
he only had 9 commandments done at that point.
I helped him flesh out the 10th one.
Who helped him carry the tablets? He had two. I mean, there were three tablets. You only see him with two. I never get credit.
Talked to him after I got off that ark that this guy Noah I interviewed.
Oh, I was going to say Moses wasn't on the ark, but you know what? Hey, it's your story.
After.
Yeah,
talked to him after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I still believe you lie to people.
Yes, but
it's
the greatest thing ever. It's small talk. What difference does it make? You know?
It doesn't. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You might as well just make up everything.
I mean, they walk away feeling good. You know, I mean, that's all that matters. All I want to do is give him a good time. Hey, Vicky, you know that lead singer of Evanescence you like?
Yeah.
She's amazing. Right. I interviewed her. I interviewed her twice, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what she says her favorite name is? Vicky.
Okay, oh, good. Whoa.
There you go. See, she feels better about her life.
Look at you. You're just like a giver.
I'm just a giver,
DJ,
buddy.
The giver.
All right. Speaking of giving, how about let's talk a little vaccines. There was a vaccine center that was having major issues with traffic. So what did they do? They enlisted the help of a fast food manager to handle it. All right, I'll tell you how this all worked out. Do that at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, people are trying to get the COVID shot. And if you went online like I did and filled out that little, like, you know, how it went, where am I in line? They said no. So sorry, pal.
Yeah, I know. I did just out of curiosity. And it's like, wait, you leave us alone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what they wrote back. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
We have more important things to worry about than you.
So there was a serious traffic backup at a COVID vaccine site in South Carolina. And the mayor was like, how are we going to figure this out? And he said, you know what? I know who to call. The best expert at handling long drive through lines. And that would be the manager at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. Sounds ridiculous, but, dude, I mean, just from how when we had Chick-fil-A first show up here to the Northwest and just the insanity of the one in Tacoma, the one in, Bellevue.
Yeah.
I thought for sure when they had the sign coming to Puyallup, Chick-fil-A, right by where I live, I'm like, this is going to suck. Whoever the manager, whoever decided to handle the line control and how they do it is a genius because they do a great job over at the Puyallup one. It's always moving.
And the Chick-fil-A manager in South Carolina, they did a great job with moving that COVID line.
He took them up on it.
Yeah, he came out there and helped him get that line moving. Yeah, I mean, so if
did they give him a vaccine in exchange, I wonder?
No,
take care of us. We'll take care of you.
I would trade a vaccine for some of that delicious Chick-fil-A, to be honest with you. You could bribe me for that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So this
I would wait. I'd be like, all right, you know what? I'll wait on the vaccine if you're going to give me some of those, you know, chicken nuggets you guys have or whatever you call them.
Called chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. There you go.
Little balls of chicken.
Yeah, little balls of chicken.
Straight balls of chicken.
Yeah, so there you go. So there you go, Chick-fil-A. If you ever have any type of traffic issue around whatever you're trying to move traffic quicker, get a manager to Chick-fil-A. They'll do it.
I just think about all the different places we've had that have led to ridiculous lines. The first one I ever remember when I first moved out here was when Krispy Kreme finally
that
showed up.
That was the one.
It was like, when did Krispy Kreme come out here? It had to have been like in the mid-2000s, I think.
I think you're right, Steve.
And people were waiting days.
Yeah.
Maybe even weeks to get a Krispy Kreme here. And that those lines were just ridiculous. And then the next one I think about is Sonic, when that one opened up in Puyallup. That was just a mess. And then after that was Chick-fil-A.
It's so crazy because Krispy Kreme, at least in Issaquah, is not even there. They closed down. And I remember the lines. And it was, if you told me, this place is going to go out of business someday, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole health thing really screwed them up.
Well, not for me, it didn't.
No.
I mean, I think there's still a Krispy Kreme in Seattle.
I went down by the stadiums. It's still there.
Yeah, you can always get me a Krispy Kreme anytime you want.
Our Puyallup one is now a Panera, which is cool because they kept the drive-thru, so we get the drive-thru Panera.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Panera's nothing to... They're good too, man.
Mm. I know that Albuquerque, it was actually very much like Seattle in terms of that, because like every time a big chain would come in, it was Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme was huge, yep. And they used to give away a free donut if you walked into Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I know. They know. It's like crack.
That was like our thing of like, before class in high school, we'd go to Krispy Kreme and get our free donut. We wouldn't buy anything else. That's probably why they went out of business. And then the other one for us was Chipotle. When Chipotle opened, there were lines for
days. I wonder if
that
was like here. I can't remember Chipotle having a crazy line.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird phenomenon to me. It's just like, we're going to go wait for 3 hours to get Chipotle.
I'm trying to think of like what fast food place would have to open. Part of me thinks if In-N-Out opened in the Pacific Northwest, like in close to where Western Washington.
There are still lines even in In-N-Out in California. You wait. It doesn't matter. So yeah, I bet there'd be massive lines.
I bet if Voodoo Donuts opened up around here, that would probably be pretty crazy.
Oh, yes.
Because they just opened up somewhere. I can't remember. I know they have one in Vegas and also in Florida, but I think they opened up somewhere else.
And I'm not happy about that, because didn't they come visit us?
Yeah, they were scouting out locations here in Seattle. They still haven't, I think, picked a place, at least that we know of.
Yeah, it was like they were here, they brought some with us, they were on the show with us, they made a special KISW voodoo donut. I thought for sure we were getting one.
Pretty awesome.
You think we ruined it? You think they met us and were like, never mind.
I'm pretty sure that Denver. Denver's got one now.
Denver's got a voodoo before. Here's what I think, Steve, though. We have a lot
Austin,
of great
Texas as well.
We have a lot of great donut shops here, though. Mighty O, Top Pot. I mean,
we got room for one more.
I think there's a lot of donut shops, like local ones, that do what that voodoo does, you know, as far as making those fancy, crazy donuts.
Yeah, but I feel like voodoo's got their own thing going.
I hope you're... I'm not going to argue with you. I just try to think of, I remember when I talked to the folks that used to run the mattress company that I would endorse, and they said they wouldn't go into California, parts of California, because there was already just a mattress company doing what they were doing, and they were like, we wouldn't be able to make it.
Well, apparently Voodoo Donuts doesn't have an issue with that, because they're in Hollywood, California as well.
Oh. Yeah.
And, at Universal, apparently they got something going on there, because they're in Universal.
Voodoo Donuts?
Last time I was at Universal, they were the one in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida and California, both
wrong?
Of them.
They were in the little strip.
We
don't have roller coasters.
Clearly. Oh, that's what it is. And I don't know if we're much of a... We're not a super donut culture here. You know what I mean? It's because Dunkin' Donuts didn't fly here. They didn't make it. I mean,
yeah,
they're here
but
for a
this
bit.
Is, but these are not like your... typical donuts, and I think like those kind of like the crazy donuts are doing just fine here. Legendary Donuts, Epic Donuts,
yeah.
Some of those
places. Yeah, you're right. So I wonder if it's a combo of that and maybe sometimes Starbucks. You know, where the places maybe people just go, you know what? There's Starbucks. I don't want to compete with them.
Watch the one on like Friday. They'll be like, this just announced brand new location.
Woo!
Like for all we know, they're still signing deals and making stuff happen, and we're just speculating.
I don't like that Denver got one before us. You know, I hate that Denver got to be smoke pot legally before us. I hate Denver.
How about someone went to the In-N-Out in Kaiser, Oregon? 4-hour wait on Saturday. It was insane.
Yeah. 4 hours?
Yeah, it's going to be a wait anyway. I mean, because you would think, okay, I, when I get down to Southern California, I'd be like, okay, no one's going to In-N-Out. It's because they've had it for years. Always a line.
Yeah.
Always a line in Orange County. And I'm like, I don't get this. I mean, you people know about this place.
Speaking of coffee, the new one in New Mexico, that's huge, with huge lines, Dutch Brothers Coffee. They finally got one in New Mexico.
We have one in Puyallup. And there were lines like crazy at first.
So funny.
Where did they start, Dutch Brothers?
In Dutch. Deutschland.
In Deutschland.
I don't know. I think Oregon.
I think it is Oregon.
I think in Oregon.
Wow. Look at that. So Dutch Brothers is trying to give us...
Yeah. Headquartered in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right.
I would wait in line.
I'm a Woods coffee man myself.
I'm not waiting in line for any coffee.
No.
Well, you don't have to.
I picked the coffee place that doesn't have a line. That's the best tasting coffee, if you ask me. The one without a line.
Yeah.
Although I do love myself a Bigfoot Java if I had to pick.
Okay.
I'm willing to wait two, maybe three cars deep.
You're a Java. You're a Bigfoot guy.
Yeah.
Danny's a Java. And also, you like Dutch Brothers. I'm a Woods guy because that's a. I think that's a Bellingham company, and they opened one up in Bellevue Square.
Someone said they'd wait in line for White Castle if they came out here.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a big deal.
I've experienced White Castle. Thank you. Unless I'm drunk. If I'm drunk, sure, I'll have them.
Oh, drunk. We're buying a briefcase of them.
Yeah, I don't think... Is anybody having White Castle sober?
I used to.
I would.
At the station. Remember we had the frozen White Castle burgers in the little market that was in our kitchen?
Oh, yeah, we did.
They only kept them in stock because I was buying them.
I feel like, yeah, that's the problem.
So you were the one.
That's the only way you're going to get anybody. I think that... If you're going to do a White Castle, why wouldn't you just go to any other fast food restaurant and get a burger? Just get like one of their regular burgers at that point.
Because they're teeny tiny and make your hands look huge.
Okay, I didn't realize that was my reason.
I just like how greasy and tasty they are.
Okay. So there's a grease factor that you can't find in any other burger, huh?
Well, I like all types of burgers, and then White Castle's just one of many burgers that I would like to enjoy.
Yeah. See, I've had a White Castle burger, and if you told me, all right, we're going to get burgers, and there's a White Castle option or any fast food restaurant, McDonald's, Burger King, I am going to go to them all the time.
Again, my choice on where I eat, too, is also based on the line.
Oh, okay.
There are times where I'm like, you know, I really want Frugal's. And I show up, I go to Parkland.
Oh, yeah.
And I get off the exit, and I see that there's like 10 cars in line. I'm like,
forget about it. Yeah.
You know, Jack in the Box sounds pretty good, too. And then right across the street, there's a Jack in the Box. There's two cars in line. I'm going with the place that has the shortest line.
I'm really
not that loyal to any company. Yeah. The less I have to wait, the more it's going to taste better.
Yeah, there you go. And therefore, I'm with you on that. I mean, I suppose if White Castle had a shorter line, I don't know, I might still go to the place with the line.
I don't know, man. I know people like to give White Castle a hard time. I think their burgers are just fine.
Yeah, I like them.
And they taste great the next morning.
Yeah, I think I think you're using your Stevie Tomatoes movie rating system on burgers.
Fair. Burger's a burger.
No. Not White Castle.
Well, I know there's better burgers. It's like pizza, though.
No. I'm saying, I'm the only one fighting. I don't think White Castle deserves to be called a burger. I don't know what that is.
Well, what are we calling it?
Yeah, what the hell?
I would like to call it a taco or something? I would like to call it something disparaging, but I won't insult the dogs or the horses I was going to throw in there.
Wow, that's rude.
Because I feel like dog meat or horse meat
says White Castle's great. Those little steamed burgers are awesome. I get it when I go to Vegas. Not drunk either, BJ.
They're steamed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's cool.
So you guys don't even know.
That's why the bread
eating.
Is so warm.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Okay, fine. I mean, again, if I'm drunk, sure, I'll have them. Just I will put that caveat out there. I'll eat anything drunk.
Yeah, well, show me the great movie of Harold and Kumar going to Wolf Coffee or whatever, Woods Coffee.
Wolf Coffee.
Wolf Coffee.
Okay.
I don't know why I like Wolf Coffee. I decided.
Yeah. Why the hell are we picking on Woods Coffee? We're talking about burgers. Woods doesn't want to be part of this conversation. They were like, look.
There's clearly something special about White Castle. They did a whole movie about it.
I mean, yeah.
Name another fast food joint that's got a movie title.
You're right. I can't, and therefore, I'm going to give you this argument that you like White Castle. And by the way, why would I try to tell you you don't like White Castle? I'm just telling you I don't.
One person says they're technically sliders.
Yeah. True. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate that they've introduced the slider lifestyle, but again, I suppose that's the only reason is that they're sliders, I guess.
Not like novelty or something.
Yeah.
Someone said, speaking of food, did BJ check out the Dick's on Mercer Island when the truck was there?
No, I didn't.
What the hell, dude?
I didn't go. I didn't know it was there.
Oh,
that was the problem. That's why I didn't. I mean, no one told me. Nobody. I suppose I could have followed them like you're supposed to, but I didn't do it. Well, we're talking about food, and there is this new study about the top comfort foods, and that people
White Castle.
Yep. White Castle is not on the list. This, of course, is all. I mean, look, we are comfort fooding our asses off even more so than normal because of COVID. So I am surprised at the number one.
Noodles and butter.
Noodles and
butter.
As he sings it.
It's a Casper Baby Pan song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
So this is going to be your life.
Yes.
Now you're going to be giving us baby stuff.
Yeah, yes. Baby related.
This is really, because noodles and butter is not on the list, Steve.
And butter, though.
That's your top comfort food for you?
The other day we had it, and I was in a very good mood because of it.
Okay.
I feel you on that one.
Noodles and butter.
Meatloaf.
Noodles and butter.
Meatloaf, Rev, not on the list.
Damn
quote,
it.
Pot roast is number five.
That's not anything like that.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That is completely different.
Meatloaf and pot roast are not the same thing.
Yeah. Aren't they like, what is pot roast? Maybe I don't know
not
what it
meatloaf.
Is.
Yeah, it's
like,
not.
What is it, like a roasted?
Pot roast is a roast, and meatloaf is ground beef, usually, with bread.
What does pot roast look like?
There you go.
Oh, that pot roast looks good.
It's more like, more meaty. There's a lot more going on with a meatloaf.
Ah, so it's okay.
It's turned into a loaf.
Well, pot roast is number 5 and meatloaf is not.
Boo.
Pot roast is delicious, though.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I never said it wasn't.
But I would pick a meatloaf over that for comfort food.
Yes. Me too.
Oh, yeah, meatloaf didn't make the top 10 for comfort food.
Pizza
did not make the top 10 for comfort food.
They're thinking of like the homemade stuff, I bet, like mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese is a good pick.
Let's see if I can find mac and cheese on the list.
Good answer.
I cannot find it on the list. So, Danny, whatever logic you're using, it is wrong.
What about mashed potatoes?
Number 9 on the list.
Nice, good answer.
Thank you. Okay, but guys, that's number 9. We're not winning this. It's going to go over to the Smith family.
Ice cream.
Ice cream is not on the list, even though there is a dessert on the list. How ice cream didn't make it, I don't know.
I was about to ask if they had any desserts because I'm going to say cake or cupcakes.
Cupcakes or cake, not on the list, everybody. Well,
pumpkin pie.
Very specific.
There is a type of cake on the list, but it's not like a cake that you would think of a
no-name cake.
No-name cake. Yeah, that's exactly it, Rev. That's the one.
Well, it's not really a cake.
No, it's a Google search trend across the country, and as much as I love no-name cakes, it did not make the list.
A cake pop.
Even though those are good, did not make the list. I call it a kind of cake, even though nobody thinks of it as a cake. But
cheesecake.
There is cake in the name.
Cheesecake.
Good try, but no, that is not on the list. As a matter of fact, if I'm looking over here, only one dessert made the list. And it's
pancake.
Pancake is not a dessert, but yes, it did not make the list. I know you can have it as a dessert, but nobody calls pancakes dessert.
Everything can be dessert if you just believe.
Yeah,
you know something, guys? If we ever go on Family Feud, I will not pick you as the family.
A boo cake?
A fruit cake, you're close.
Boo cake.
A boo cake, yes.
It's the scary one.
There's fruit involved with this cake, but it is not a fruit cake. By the way, you're missing the other 9 things.
I know, but you got us all about the cake.
Yeah,
right,
we're
now
all in cake.
About the band cake.
About that cake.
The band cake.
The band cake.
Yes, we eat
number
that.
10, ladies and gentlemen, the band cake. So I said that fruit's involved, cake's involved.
Donuts.
Strawberry shortcake?
You are a winner, Miss Victoria.
That's too specific. Who has strawberry shortcake anymore?
Strawberry shortcake's made with biscuits, I think.
Well, I know.
At least the way I've made it.
But cake is in the name, I said.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a biscuit. That's like a sponge cake.
It's very spongy.
I've seen them both ways.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, because we used to serve them at the restaurant I used to work at.
If someone walked in right now at a strawberry shortcake, I'd be a very happy camper.
See? That's a number 10 comfort
food. They are good.
Wouldn't disagree with that.
You guys have not picked the first 3, 4. You guys haven't done the top 4.
French fries.
French fries is not on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
Fish sticks.
Tater tots.
Fish sticks and tater tots are not on the list.
Chicken nuggets.
Boom.
Chicken nuggets.
Good answer. Good answer.
Not on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate this list.
But you are close with chicken nuggets. That half of that's on the list.
Grilled cheese.
Chicken parmesan.
Right,
nuggets.
Hold on. You all yelled out an answer. Danny, what was your answer?
Grilled cheese.
Danny's a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Number 1 on the list.
Yeah.
What was your answer, Vicky, after?
I was going to say chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie, not on the list. Steve, your answer?
That's a good one. Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles is number 3 on the list.
Nice.
Oh, good call.
Boom, boom.
All right.
I'm in.
All right. So, Rev, what was your, when I said chickens on the list, what would you say?
Oh, I just said nuggets.
Nuggets. Again, you said,
chicken fried steak.
Chicken nuggets was nuggets.
Ooh, chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak is not on the list, but you are so close.
Steak?
Oh, fried chicken.
There we go.
How did we miss that?
Okay. How did you miss that? Because you're not Family Feud players. That's how you missed that.
I guess so.
Chili was at number 4. Which I mean, chili's good, but I don't know if I'd put that as my top comfort food.
No, I get very disappointed when like I have like someone's like, oh, what do you want to have? And they're like, oh, we're making chili. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like that's just like a side.
You know why? Because they pair it with cornbread usually. And that's a comfort.
Number 6.
Cornbread,
can you tell me why? Number 6, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's good. Baked potato soup?
Oh, so good.
Oh, man, yes.
I don't think I've had baked potato soup.
It's good.
Is it creamy?
Oh, yeah, it's creamy. They put the bacon in it, cheese.
So it's basically clam chowder without clams and it has potatoes.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, yeah.
Oh, I think I've called that cream of potato soup.
I think they do more of the baked potato when they add more of the fanciness, like the chives and the bacon. And
I've never heard it called baked potato soup, but I'm going to have to give it a shot.
Oh, it's so good.
Chicken and dumplings was also on the list.
Oh, those are so good.
And, of course, the classic. When you're feeling sick, what's the classic?
Chicken noodle soup?
That's the one.
There's a lot of chicken on this list. Mm-hmm. I think big chicken has a part of this one.
Chicken's a comfort food, I guess. Big chicken made it happen. Yeah, only pot roast got on the list. Meatwolf got screwed. Well, you do not want to mess with Meatloaf. I think they should put him on the list. He's pissed.
You do not want to
with me.
Maybe that's why they didn't put them on the list.
They're so like, not like eggs and like, you don't know.
Eggs and breakfast. I don't know. I don't know. Was hash it number browns. 12? But that's all Abbott and Costello anyway.
Those like stuffed hash browns at Sherry's.
Stuffed hash so browns good. Did not make the list, nor did eggs make the list.
French
at least.
Toast?
French toast did not make the list, just the chicken and waffles. Did I tell you chicken and waffles?
Yes, yeah. I guessed that.
Yeah, so that was... good job, man.
So no s'mores.
No s'mores?
Yeah, that's a comfort food.
When was the last time you had s'mores?
Last year. Camping.
That can't be a comfort food then if you only have it once a year.
I was comforted when I had it.
I can't talk to anybody.
I like this texture, peanut anymore. Butter and jelly.
Okay. PB&J didn't make the list, but
Steve's
breakfast.
It's weird.
Yeah. It is every day.
And I would agree, that is a comfort food.
Yeah, right.
That puts you in a good mood. All right, Friday, Steve, guess what happened? He did get this one wrong.
What's the term for mass per unit volume?
Term mass per unit. Massolo.
No.
69.
No.
Pass.
Did you just call me a mass?
Yes.
Oh, you sure did.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not nice.
No.
The answer was density. Yes. You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.